the center.
Just leaving in the Tennessee dark. If I can make it, I'm not
Sleeping in Richland Center. And always on the 7
ABC News, I'm Richard Cancel. President Biden is requesting 12 figures worth of emergency disaster relief funding in the wake of Hurricanes Helene and Milton and other natural disasters.
House Speaker Mike Johnson said Monday he's evaluating the request from the White House for $100 billion in disaster relief. But the Louisiana Republican expressed support for hurricane victims, pledging to deliver aid. Johnson said coming from a hurricane state, there's no way to get recovery to those who need it. But he said there is a, quote, deliberate process that lawmakers will go through.
President-elect Trump is nominating former Wisconsin Congressman Sean Duffy as his transportation secretary. Sean Duffy is currently a Fox News contributor. James Blair will be a deputy chief of staff in the new Trump administration. Says they'll look at all the options that work in getting the president-elect's nominees and appointees confirmed by the Senate. This is ABC News. Gunfire inside a day labor office in Denver. ABC's Alex Stone with the story.
Kevin Delgado was inside labor back staffing early on Monday when somebody opened fire inside the day labor office. He says many ex-convicts like himself go there to get day labor work.
And as soon as I went back in, the gunshots started going off.
He says a man was arguing with a woman behind the counter about a job ticket he didn't get. He got angry and started firing. About 10 shots, the shooter ran away. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Hello, 50 overnight with some rain showers ending Tuesday morning.
Stratham,
a high of 58. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, turning colder with a small chance of light rain and snow showers late. A low of 33. Wednesday and Thursday, a 50% chance of some scattered light showers or snow showers. And for Friday, 125 in a day.
Basic biology making the situation worse. Many of the mice arrived already pregnant. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The Todd Alma Show.
Sommers, are you a Netflix and chill guy?
Do you know what Netflix and chill means?
I thought it just meant watch something on Netflix together.
You say that's what you're going to do when you're really having them over there for sex.
This is why nobody wants to come to my place anymore. I say, hey, you want to come over on Netflix and chill? People keep saying, well, no, I don't think so. I just thought they were being rude.
I do have Netflix, though.
The Todd Alma Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Office and distributors pulled part two from theaters
incentive right to the stream. Custer didn't sound as confident more recently when he told Deadline in the last few days. He is hopeful Chapter 3 will still get its giving the vibe. He is tired of his own project. For more show, Vince Vaughn, tune in to Nightlife with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknight from 6 to 8 p.m. on Pacific Media. Great network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Scott Price. Showers or rumble or thunder not out of the question. Heavy rainfall in the overnight. Lower 50s at daybreak. Gusty southeast winds up around 35 and 40 miles per hour. Only showers Tuesday. They're mostly cloudy. Temperatures falling. Currently 59 degrees.
Everybody join us next time. We'll invite our old friend and colleague, Luke Mathers, for Tuesday Tangents with Luke and a report on Wisconsin basketball. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to News from the Center, WRC.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome, welcome to Matt Mayer on Air. Jay Matt Mayer, Greg Bach, and Calvin Kudinoff coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park here in Racine. Now, join us if you call. You can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter, Monday, November 18th. Coming up at 10:33, I'm really looking forward. And this is from an article I found in the WPR. Otto Reitz and his wife have a hobby farm outside of Appleton called Country Haven Farm. And they have dedicated it to helping veterans. It's a really wonderful story if you know a Wisconsin veteran, because this is Wisconsin veteran specific, who might be dealing with PTSD or having some other issues after their service. This is a wonderful, wonderful organization, Country Haven Farm. So we're going to be talking about that with Otto Reitz coming up at 10:33. We'll wrap up the show at 11:51, but this shouldn't be a thing. Art snob. If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, janesays@civicmedia.us. We got a really good story from a listener, Liz in Sawville, and we're going to use that next hour. It's a feel-good story. We're always looking for how you can use. So that will be next hour coming up around 11:20. If you can stick around for that. We didn't want to start off, though, with some bad news, unfortunately, but it's important that we talk about this and we stay aware of this. Another headline from WPR, essentially closed small hospital, consolidate and close other services across southeastern Wisconsin. This is not good.
No, it is not.
This is a story from Evan Casey. Ascension, Wisconsin, announcing last week it will shut down Waukesha Small Hospital and then consolidate and close birthing services, mental health units, and cardiac catheterization labs across southeastern Wisconsin. Other hospital systems across the state have already made similar cutbacks and closures. The Ascension is based in St. Louis. They say they will close its micro hospital, which just opened in Waukesha in 2021. I know. Ascension Wisconsin announced plans to centralize all of its inpatient behavioral health care services. The southeast portion of the state, that will happen at St. Francis Hospital in Milwaukee. And that means it will eventually shut down its inpatient behavioral health units at All Saints Hospital in Racine and at Columbia St. Mary's Hospital.
Just fine, even what though is, you left the home the size of Texas deep right inside of this my heart.
Well, they were hacked last year. That cost them apparently over $1 billion. And hospital systems have become victims to these hacking attacks in the last couple of years.
Should there be some sort of, maybe not what you're doing. some sort of relief assistance from the government to help them out, because it includes hospitals and clinics and access, and that is
unfortunately, man, this is going to prevent people from moving to this area.
Yes.
Especially people of a certain age, and I would think even if you have young children or you're planning a family, where are you going to move? You're going to move to where the hospital is, unless you want to be 3 hours away.
Well, and that's what we're talking to Dr. Wiley about. We're talking about this the angel story. Oh, your grandmother gave birth to me on the roadside. Like, that's not a romantic story. That's a story about getting access to medical care. So you're absolutely right. There's no jobs. There's no hospitals. Schools around the area. Boy, those towns are going to suffer.
Absolutely, it is all part of a piece. They're all interconnected. The hospital system also announced its cardiac cath labs at St. Joe's in Milwaukee and St. Francis Hospital will now be moved to Columbia St. Mary's Milwaukee campus, M. Gordon Elbrook Hospital in Brookfield, and Franklin Hospital in Franklin. Kim Litwack is the dean of the College Health Professions and Sciences at UW-Milwaukee. Said this was likely due to several factors. Quote, hospitals tend to close their units due to high costs of operation, the financial challenges that they've been facing, staffing shortages, or shifting care needs. And again, this happens after they were the victim of a cyber attack almost earlier this year that impacted patient records, which led to a $1.1 billion loss. What is the answer?
I think there has to be, I personally feel like there has to be a response with whether it's, I mean, make it state, local, and federal. All three entities can come together and try to find some relief.
All the things I've
we have a history of bailing out private companies.
Certain private companies,
absolutely. And this is one that, you know, if a bank goes away, it's not the best, but there's a bunch of banks, and usually when the banks tears I wouldn't let fall. But this is something that they couldn't help, and they provide an important service to people in the community.
And I
don't know about you, but how many times have you gone to your insurance thinking, you know, oh, I'm just going to go to the place, and then all of a sudden, the place is gone. They move.
WAUK, from a business perspective, it would be a bad business investment to bail out hospitals. They lose money left and right. And the only way to make more money is to increase revenue from insurance companies. And we can guess how that would go.
Yeah, but I feel like it's one bad versus another bad. I'd rather, I mean, if they're losing money,
is it
left
the, we're choosing the lesser of two evils?
I wouldn't make the same mistake. People have access to facilities.
Thank you.
not worth try.
Well, their salary. They will continue to make money and have a good dream. So that was the knowledge that they actually, by doing it, they're going to go and find another job, but we are not going to have a hospital.
At the Creative Outlet, we carry handmade gifts made by many of your local friends and neighbors.
Thank you, Karina. Appreciate it. Yeah, you're not wrong.
Yeah, these are for-profit companies.
Absolutely, and should. And then we're going to hear about socialism and, you know, oh, no, we can't have Medicare for all and we can't have socialized medicine because it doesn't work. I don't know. I know things aren't perfect in Canada and they certainly aren't perfect in England anymore. But there were, don't they do this in Finland and in Sweden?
There are ways of maybe working people treated like this because it's different. I don't know. I saw another text that came out. There's less paperwork also. I'm telling you, those are all great ideas, and I'm not opposed to them. I want socialized medicine. I want people to just go to the doctor and get a checkup and be like, see you in 6 months.
That was great.
But we also then have to think of infrastructure. We need those buildings. We need those facilities. I mean, one of the things we talk about was two hospitals that closed in Western Wisconsin. 19 clinics also closed. Not just the two hospitals,
right,
but 19 clinics. We also need some sort of infrastructure plan to build those clinics so people have access, just, you know, driving down the street, getting medicine, whatever. It's a bigger plan. Funding it through a bailout isn't my first and best idea or my favorite, but in the right now, in the immediate, something should be done because this is hurting
America. Well, I'm really shocked by the fact that this facility in Waukesha has only been open since 2021. What did it cost to make
that? It strikes me as maybe something that was the idea in the first place. And then when you have to plan this, it's one of the 5 to 10 plan, especially for a for-profit company.
Ascension will close at the micro hospital in Waukesha by January 13th of next year. The facility mainly provides emergency department and low acute care services. Both parties are working with the site's associates to identify opportunities for transitioning to open positions at other area facilities. This will not impact service at other Ascension Wisconsin joint ventures in Menominee Falls and Greenfield. But this is going to continue to be an issue. We don't have as many people going into medicine. We have doctors who don't want to practice in certain states because of the abortion ban. So this is going to be an ongoing conversation. We do not have the answer, but I still think it's important that we know what's going on.
And talk about it.
All right. Stay with us. We will return in just a moment. You are listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
RCOFM on Facebook. Get the latest news, sports, and more every day. Visit with our staff, hear about community events, see awesomely funny Throwback Thursday stories, get the latest news, weather, and sports, participate in upcoming Facebook-only contests, and more. Simply go to Facebook.com and search
from the
WRCO Radio, or visit Facebook.com/WRCOAMFM. It's just that easy to connect with us from Facebook.com and WRCOFM.
Is that a time or a flight number?
Ew, that's actually really good. That's a good idea.
Do you enjoy working with a locally owned mom and pop business?
You'll get 50%.
If so, consider Meyer Oil and LP.
It's live in the lair.
We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, full
moves, and
fuel.
Live on Saturday
we have you covered.
Night, 6 to midnight,
considering
across
a new
the
fuel
Civic
provider,
Media
please
Radio
call
Network.
Meyer Oil and LP at 608-524-3914
in a jail cell,
and see if we're the right fit for you.
And someone offers you a way out.
Just plead guilty.
When it comes to quality, Otto Brothers Creamery in Boscobel knows it's not just about the delicious flavors. It starts with the beef. They raise their cattle with strict sustainable practices that prioritize animal welfare. These pasture-raised cows enjoy a natural lifestyle. Whether you're looking for steaks for the grill or ground beef for a hearty meal, you can trust Otto Brothers for quality beef that tastes as good as it feels. Shop local. Eat better. Visit Otto Brothers Creamery in Boscobel today and taste the difference.
You and I have something in common because your last name is Legend and you're an actual Legend, and my last name is Schwaba, and I'm an actual Schwaba. So there you go.
Now, what is a Schwaba? You have to explain.
I'm a work in progress, but as soon as I figure it out, I'll let you know.
Nightlife with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Tell me your thoughts.
I don't believe that people don't know who Trump is at this point. Decided to ignore everything he has said in order to vote what they think is the most important thing. And that's what voting is all about. But you can't claim ignorance when it comes time that Trump is going to vote for you and do some things that are going to hurt you and your family. That's what's probably going to happen.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
I'm helpless to resist. I can't help myself. Oh, I can't help myself. It's true. I just can't help myself.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Mayer on Air. Jane Matt Mayer, Greg Bach, and Dr. Slide on the board. Coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park here in Racine. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter after the 1030 news. I'm looking forward to this. Oscar Reitz and his wife run Country Haven Farm. Otto, sorry about that. Reitz and his wife. Country Haven Farm outside of Appleton, and it's specifically geared toward veterans. Wisconsin veterans. So we're going to find out about their inspiration behind this, why they decided to do this, and the various services that offer. And I'm curious to you to hear about some of the stories that they've heard on how this is a healing place for vets. It's really been pretty great. And then after the 11:30 news, I did something over the weekend on News Guy.
Oh boy, yeah.
And after I did it, was like, oh, I think. I probably shouldn't know. That was probably I shouldn't have done that.
Kevin, please have the Price is Right loser horn ready to go.
Yes, that's going to be up at 11:33. So if you are migrating over to the other place,
the good place,
the blue sky, I'll just share my experience with you and maybe give you a little heads up to not do what I do. Yeah. Just trying to help. Okay. Live and learn.
Make the mistakes to move forward.
We did want to give you a little update on continual loser Carrie Lake from Arizona. Boy, her streak just keeps going, man. She's doing so not well.
No, she is just like they're done pitching, and she's still swinging.
Yeah. Again, she lost her bid to overturn the gubernatorial elections.
Yep.
2 years ago.
Yep. 2022.
Lost that. Now she lost again for the Senate seat. Ruben Gallego came out on top.
And the 2022 election just finally just got resolved at the same time as the 2024 election.
Yeah, which is crazy. Now, Carrie Lake back in the news, according to the Washington Post. A year-long defamation case against Lake after she falsely blamed a local Arizona election official for her 2022 loss for governor and has sowed distrust in the election system. She settled the case.
Yeah.
This really annoys me. The details of the settlement are confidential.
They shouldn't be. This is a public matter.
I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine.
I think we should get
to know. Yes, I shall have a land
to walk to the mine. I loaded 16 tons.
We should have to know because they said both sides are pleased with it. And to
everybody's happy with the deal.
But to me, Carrie Lake should be pleased. She did a dumb thing.
And accused this man of election fraud and engineering election fraud. He got death threats. His family got death threats. Yep. But once again, there's no consequences.
No consequences.
We reached a mutually satisfactory agreement.
Yep.
Maricopa County Superior Court said yesterday an agreed-upon settlement disposition has been reached as to all parties and claims. It was Maricopa County Recorder Stephen Richter who brought the suit against Carrie Lake, her husband, and others. He says both sides are satisfied. He sued in his personal capacity, but sought a public acknowledgement that many things said against him were untrue when he wanted damages and attorney's fees.
Absolutely.
He also wanted Lake and her allies to take down all the untrue info they put up about him on social media and other websites.
One fist of iron. The other of
a top advisor for our 2024 campaign for the Senate has declined to comment.
What do you get?
Yeah,
she was at Mar-a-Lago over the weekend.
St. Peter, I'm sure
people love talking to her. I mean, this is what, the third lawsuit we've seen now? Like Fox News gets sued for nearly $1 billion. I believe My Pillow guy sued. Carrie Lake.
Rudy Giuliani.
This is the thing. You fart around, you find out. Because you make these kinds of accusations against people, these at least have consequences. And you don't just get to call into question people's career choices and their records when there's no evidence there. And you say, well, I can do it. No, there's going to be a consequence. And this is what happens, Carrie. I think you are officially a laughingstock. I mean, I doubt that the GOP in Arizona or the National Party is going to touch
her. Yes, but it's the Donald Trump party. So she's going to fit right in. Like they'll find some place. She needs to be rewarded.
Oh, she should get a cabinet position. Or some sort of...
She'll be like the Secretary of Fuzzy Lens.
Did they
or something?
Oh, no, they picked the press secretary.
Yes, Carolyn Leavitt. She appeared to acknowledge she lost her Senate campaign to Ruben Gallego, but she has still not conceded, nor has she contested the outcome. Richter accused in a lawsuit last year that her campaign and another nonprofit group repeatedly falsely accused him of causing her to lose that election, unleashing a barrage of threats against him and his family. Wanted to hold Lake and her allies accountable for claims that he had sabotaged the election to prevent Republican candidates, including Lake, from winning. She lost the governorship to the Democrat, Katie Hobbs, by about 17,000 votes.
Elections are close nowadays, especially in states like that.
Well, if Carrie's not going to concede to Ruben Gallego, go hang around with Eric Huckabee.
I was just going to say, those two probably hang out with you, Crinkle.
They have so much in common.
There's shenanigans, they say. Okay, guys.
It would be nice.
You both are rich. You're fine.
Eric Huckabee's really fine.
Yes. Someone on the live stream said, yeah, elections have consequences. And these consequences, she didn't win, and she opened them up and said stupid things, got sued. So, kaboom.
Waste of games, waste of the prizes. News is next. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Mayer on air. This is the best. Statewide, countrywide, potentially global. So the Video Radio Network.
We used to be the life of the party.
We used to be the ones that they wish they were.
But now it's like they don't know how to act. Maybe they like me and they want us back. It's like there's always an empty space. No time or reason, nobody can erase.
Hurricanes Helene and Milton and other natural disasters.
House Speaker Mike Johnson said Monday he's evaluating the request from the White House for $100 billion in disaster relief. But the Louisiana Republican expressed support for hurricane victims, pledging to deliver aid. Johnson said coming from a hurricane state, he knows how important it is to get recovery to those who need it. But he said there was a, quote, deliberate process that lawmakers will go through and must start that in earnest. Karen Travers, ABC News, The White House.
President-elect Trump is nominating former Wisconsin Congressman Sean Duffy as his transportation secretary. Sean Duffy is currently a Fox News contributor. James Blair, who will be a deputy chief of staff in the new Trump administration, says they'll look at all the options, his words, in getting the president-elect nominees and appointees confirmed by the Senate. This is ABC News.
Is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks over the Rockets. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks making a comeback late in the fourth quarter to beat the Houston Rockets 101-100. Damian Lillard lowered his points with 3 seconds left. Bucks hosting Bulls tonight at 6:30. College football. Luke Fickell addresses why he fired his offensive coordinator, Phil Longo.
NFL, the Packers host the 49ers Sunday after beating the Bears in Chicago. Blocked field goal in its final play.
You know, that's a slippery thing around the league. Most of these games, they're going down to the final drive. You better stay resilient. You better keep fighting. And that never say die mentality. I think that's what showed on that final play. So remember, look, sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Katie Chihuahua. Beauty in Black is Tyler Perry's new hit show. Although the show debuted to lukewarm reviews at 150% on Rotten Tomatoes, viewers don't seem to care. The show had 8.6 million viewers. The man has 15.2 million eyes. Perry said he's excited the show is pulling in viewers worldwide. As a contrast, criticism that Black entertainment does not have global appeal. He says Netflix has repeatedly proved it does. Speaking of Netflix, the streamer says 60 million households watch the highly touted, meaningless snooze fest, referred to often as the Jake Paul Mike Tyson bout last Friday night. Tyson lost an actual nail biter as he seemed to be trying to chew through his gloves most of the fight. Anyone who bet that Tyson's elderly legs would go after 6 punches cleaned up. Netflix says they wanted the broadcast to be a spectacle, and it was. If you like watching your TV buffer all night, just an awful event all the way around for fight and entertainment. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Mitch Wava, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on Pacific Radio. Great weekend.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Rice. Showers, a rumble of thunder, not out of the question. Heavy rainfall in the overnight. Lower 50s at daybreak. Dusty southeast winds up around 35 to 40 miles per hour. Early showers Tuesday. They're mostly cloudy. Temperatures falling to upper 40s in the afternoon. It's 60 at our studios.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing, but it wasn't academic. Even though all these years have passed, I still have that longing to have my diploma.
Age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbush Show.
If you haven't tried mindfulness techniques before, the idea is to take a minute, focus on the present, not the past, not the future. Be here now. You can do it in your car.
Please tell me you're driving.
I'd say preferably not driving. Just take a moment and close your eyes. And just breathe. Focus like on the breath coming into your body and out.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, we'll go overtime with Maggie Dawn. Plus, how will Trump fund the cost of his tax cuts? And the new transportation secretary from Wisconsin.
And Fox News, tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I didn't know now what I didn't know then. Against the wind. We were running against the wind.
good morning and welcome. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and the Galvinator on the board coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Leon continues to actively ruin. Just a reminder to pick up some merch. If you would like to help support Civic Media, we have t-shirts, we have some great hats. Just go to civicmedia.us, civicmedia.us, click on the shop button, and pick up a new t-shirt, or a sweatshirt, or a hat as we head into winter. You'll like it. I saw this story this morning, and I think it is so lovely from Wisconsin Public Radio. Shireen Seward's headline reads, Gleason Farm offers veterans tranquil sanctuary at no charge. Joining us, he runs Country Haven Farm along with his wife, Vicki. Otto Reitz is joining us on the phone. Good morning, Otto. How are you? Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us. I saw this and I was just like, we have to talk to these people. Tell us how this all began, Otto. How did you get started with Country Haven Farms?
They love the outdoors. The passion on it, hunting and fishing.
That's incredible. It really is. And so you would take him out. I mean, was this a multi-day hunting trip or multi-day fishing trips?
It depends on the trip. Some of them are you know, half day or a full day fishing trip. Our hunting trips go anywhere from Kentucky to Idaho. We picked up all the
boy about 10 years old. I went swimming in the fishing hole. Floating around in a birthday suit. And a friend turned over my inner tube. Said a whole little word and my heart sang. And I snuck up and screamed from the bank.
And the other thing that jumped out at me from this article at WBR Auto is that the camaraderie that we missed among these veterans and how feeling that was.
Don't make me have to come in there. You better not make me have to come in there. program.
If you're just joining us, Otto Reitz is our guest. He and his wife, Vicki, run
and it's getting kind of cold, and he's painted on cut-off jeans.
Country Haven Farm, outside of Appleton, in Gleason. And this is specifically
really have to wear
for
it
use
all day.
By veterans. Yeah, and what a selfless thing you do and your wife did, Otto, to sell your place and then to buy this hobby farm specifically to do this. What big hearts you have.
Cause I got a name, and to you it ain't pretty little thing. Honey, your baby, it's driving me red, crazy. Being the girl in the country song, how in the world did it go so wrong? Like I was good for, was looking good for you and your friends on the weekend. Nothing more. We used to get a little respect.
Go outside and touch grass, and then go take a breath, go sit in the nature.
Well, shaking my money maker ain't never made me a dime. And there ain't no sugar for you in this shaker of mine. Tell me one more time, you gotta get you some of that. Sure, I'll slide on over, but you're gonna get slapped. These days it ain't easy being that. I wrote a country song. How in the world did it go so wrong? Like I was good for.
I'm sorry, Otto, but I think goats are some of the funniest animals on the planet.
Now we're lucky if we can get climb up in your truck, keep your mouth shut right along.
I wonder what?
The girl in a country song.
Devils. Well, they like to jump. It's just so interesting how they like to jump on top of things. The whole, I have to be on top of this thing, whatever the thing is.
Well, my dogs are
Conway and George Strait.
Have you had experience with animals before you
in the old days? We ain't a cliche. That ain't no way to treat a lady like a girl in a country song. How in the world did it go so wrong? Like I was good for, looking good for you and your friends on the weekend. Nothing more. We used to give a little sex, and now we're lucky if we even get.
They're like most dogs.
I sure can't imagine it. Can I put on some real clothes now?
Farming themselves and going to jobs or starting their own farms.
That's my Alex Van Evans. I don't know if anybody that has a farm because of it, or if you're on a farm, I haven't told that.
But do you see repeat visitors, Walter?
Well, I just pulled out of Chicago, partied old Chi-Town Brown, rolling along back to Interstate 10, Lord knows where Texas bound. Hello, Texas, sure to see you again.
If it's available,
hello, Texas,
be
sure it's good to see me, a friend. Now, we've been to New York City.
That was the thing, Otto, I saw, too. You talk about the fishing trips and the hunting trips, but vets can also bring their families up there and just get away together. And also, you know, show their kids the wonder of hunting and fishing and pass the tradition from father, mother to child. And I think that's also very important because then, you know, as far as the healing process, that, you know, the growing process, they get to do it as a family union, not just with their friends or vets, which is very important, but with their families also.
And that's really the good reason that you're able to make that decision to buy this place. is Kentucky Adventures and Poetry. There is a lot of...
You know we ain't knocking the rest of the country. You know we really think it's great. Seems I left a part of my heart somewhere in the Lone Star State.
Well, it's that ability to bond and, right, and just come together as a family unit and find the things that all ground you. And I would just think the amount of stars you must be able to see from where you are out of Gleason must be just breathtaking.
Hello, Texas. Hello, Texas.
Right? There's so much there's so much light pollution in the city. What you must be able to see is what's out, like I said, it's kind of impressive.
So again, that's just something that living in the city,
NASCAR Fans United Grace team invites you to come out and enjoy the original Fall Craft Fair at the Richland Center Intermediate School this Saturday from 9 until 3. Lots of quality crafts and direct sale items for your holiday shopping. Lunch will be available. Admission is free. All proceeds will go to Grace. Make plans to attend the Fall Craft Fair at the Richland Center Intermediate School, Highway 80 South this Saturday. For more information, call April at 293-1342.
Fluffy Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Fluffy Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time. Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Fluffy Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
November is a time to reflect on all we are thankful for, especially our veterans who protect our freedoms. We honor your service. Sponsored by The Shoebox, Julie Karen State Farm, Berno Lumber, and Supps Gym.
And hopefully, help us grow. We're not a big organization.
In the blink of an eye, at the drop of a hat, we went from zero to love and nothing flat. And you smiled at me, and before I knew, I was hit over heels over you. Steals your heart like a thief in the night. You can run, but you can't hide. Before you know it, turning back. Love happens like
about a $13,000 bet.
Wow.
Well, I would make sure auto that.
Call it destiny, call it love at first sight. Call it meant to be. I'd say you
as well as the fun.
I never dreamed that just one kiss could make me feel like this.
Steals your heart like a thief in the night. All the links in our show notes by CivicMedia.us/AutoReads. And his wife runs Country Haven Farms in Gleason outside of Appleton. Thank you for doing this. Thank you for spending some time with us. I really appreciate it.
Can turn your world around just like
that. Take care, everyone. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Mayer on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
When it comes to getting professional financial advice, in the world of money, you want someone committed to the producer.
here to act in your best interest only. I mean every other broker or advisor or banker who has not specifically committed to the fiduciary standard and told you that's what they're doing. Those folks don't have that obligation. They could be selling new products or encouraging you to invest in things or put your money in places that end up helping their wallet. Simply put, anytime you are hiring a financial advisor, ask them if they uphold the fiduciary standard. For me and mine, fiduciary advisors are the only ones I'm trusting my money to. That was your Work Money Minute. For more, check out workmoney.org.
People are the same, no matter what they claim.
Mayor on air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global Donald Trump. Now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same.
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Mayer on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't her mama's blue eyes and a smile just to sleep. Yeah, here comes an angel with a little bear feet. She's all right here if you know where to swoop. You'll find a little heaven on earth.
From sick to recovery, from emergency to aid, from crisis to aid.
Diamond
this
rings and old blue jeans are worth about the
same.
I know dreams come true.
This is I've Got the Center, WRCG.
You're listening to pre-recorded content
and
produced
there
by
ain't
Civic Media.
Nothing better than dancing together in the pouring rain. Like me.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Mayer on Air. Jay Matt Mayer, Greg Mott, the Board Lord, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park. You can always join us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-8242. Comment if you're watching the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. If you are just joining us, I would encourage you, if you know a veteran, or you are a veteran, a wonderful program, Country and Farm. Outsider Appleton, run by Otto and Nico Benson. Just talk to him and negotiate in this wonderful 5-foot.
You'll find a little heaven.
I just want to stay there. I just want to see it. I just want to
and check it out. But we will include that in the show notes if you would like to pass along this information to someone who's a veteran and would like to take advantage of this. It's a wonderful program. And we're going to include a link also to the fundraiser that they're having this month in December. Because they don't get the big checks from the Musks and the Zucks and the Musks and the Zucks.
Sounds like a terrible rap song.
We're a bad band. So, yeah, go to civicmedia.us. Greg will get that up by the end of the show. We did get an email. And Jane says, would like us to highlight if you have something going on in your community that you think needs attention or a local nonprofit you would like to get a shout out to. Just send it in to Jane Says, JaneSays, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. This is from Liz from Saukville. Liz says, I love your show. I'm from Ozaukee County, and I thought this would be a positive story in these dark days. And she is absolutely right. Headline reads, from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Cedarburg's beloved G-Man, sanitary engineer, chosen to sing at a Milwaukee Bucks game.
Love it.
Right?
Roaring.
Most of Cedarburg knows Michael Smith. They know him as the city's beloved garbage man, sanitary engineer, an active member with his church, a virtual one-man neighborhood watch program, and even in some cases a guardian angel. He sings all the time, and he has now been selected to sing the national anthem at the Milwaukee Bucks game this Saturday at 7 o'clock when the Bucks host the Charlotte Hornets at Weiser.
Fantastic.
Isn't that cool?
I love it.
He loved that stuff. He has worked for Waste Management in Cedarburg for 25 years. But he's been singing since he was a kid. The legacy that was passed down from his family. He's sung at churches of all denominations around the area.
He says that every action he takes and every words he speaks is guided by a strong connection to his faith.
That's wonderful.
Isn't it?
I would love to hear him come from the Catholic Church, because Catholic Church songs aren't known for
being rousing.
Exciting.
I also do. It is. It's a great story. In September of 2010, Dorothy Scalise was at a park near her home in Cedarburg with her grandson when she started having a stroke. And she saw the garbage truck passing by. She waved for help. Initially, Michael Smith thought she was just waving to say hello, but he didn't. He felt something wasn't right, so he went back, ran out to her, got her help. She was taken by ambulance to the hospital, where doctors later confirmed she had a stroke. Saint Smith likely helped save her life.
These are the stories we need right now.
And these are the kind of people we could use right now.
Yes.
Smith said he spent some time talking to her grandson, learning about his struggles. He told the boy that his life is precious, and he should keep his head up and trust in his faith. Everything to me, Michael Smith says, everything. I'll do whatever I can to spread love and hope. Not every day's work is a matter of life or death, but every day is a chance to connect with his community and lift their spirits. He looks forward to talking people along his route every day, checking in on them, and offering prayers. That is a warm, wonderful thing.
Between that and
one of these days,
Country Haven Farm.
I'm going to take me a little
good time off. There's good stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe news is coming up next. Fall, all the best people
we can again away.
Talking about good stuff.
Oh boy!
All the best people days, updates on I'm going Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, Matt Gaetz, and the new FCC.
Oh yes, I mean. What does Mike Johnson know? What does he know?
What should we know?
I know.
So much to know. Like I said, news is next. Stay with us. We're listening to Matt Mayer on air. This is the Civic Radio Network.
You stick around, I'll stick around, but only if you want to stay. I hope you don't run out before I run out of one of these days. One of these days, we'll see the sunset in California. Pop on your clothes, girl, and without warning, I'll get down on a knee. I'll get out of range. Put it on your pretty little hand. Swear forever that I'll be your man. One of these days.
Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richmond Center, and always on the Civic Media app.